from coast to coast, Epic investors are doing the most. It's time for another Epic Field Report.
Hey, Rockstar. For the last several Monday episodes, I've been placing a spotlight on Epic community members here in the Epic Field Reports. From students in our free course all the way to our REI ACE program and everything in between. And it's inspiring me to take on something new over the next 12 months. I'm looking to create a tiny dream team, if you will, of real estate badasses. So if you'd like to spend 3 full days with me personally working on your real estate investing for free to join this dream team, I have a private invitation just for you. It's not open to the public. It's by invitation only. So go to dreamteaminvitation.com and all the details can be found right there. And I'm looking to get started very soon. So go to dreamteaminvitation.com. Dreamteaminvitation.com. Alrighty, on with the show.
This is Terrio Media.
Yo. Yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
Hello, and welcome. Welcome back to the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. This is where we meet here each and every week to help everyday people escape the rat race using real estate. So thank you for listening to the show. You can stay connected with us here by hitting the subscribe button. You can stay connected with us on Instagram at Epic Real Estate and on YouTube by going to epicrei.tv, where the video versions of the podcast are uploaded every week as well. Alrighty, got a great show for you today. I've got some new lead generation strategies for you today. And really, this is the future of lead generation as we know it. And here's what I mean by that. You see, with more advertisements and marketing being thrown at consumers than ever before, and with Facebook and the Google, that big company, you might have heard of it, the email delivery challenges, the FCC regulations, they're all really hypersensitive right now to privacy and maximizing the user experience. It's getting tougher and tougher for marketers and advertisers to cut through all the noise. I mean, everywhere you go, there's an advertisement placed in front of you. And you've got to cut through that. And you've got to be able to navigate all these regulations that are being thrust upon us. And, you know, just to penetrate the evolving BS detector of the consumer. There's another challenge, right? The consumer's getting more and more sophisticated. They're getting smarter. So your marketing has to change with everything. It's got to evolve with the times or you're going to get left behind. So this right here, this is the future of lead generation as we know it. It has always worked, but as we move forward, it's shaping up to be the only way that's going to work. And these new lead generation strategies, they come from the most recent discoveries in our REI ACE framework. It's this REI ACE framework that we use to help frustrated and unfulfilled professionals, overall people just tired of their jobs. We use this framework to help them build part-time and full-time real estate investing businesses. Now, when it comes to generating leads, it's going to be the fuel that drives your business, any business for that matter. But real estate is no different. So there's two ways that leads have always been generated. And first of all, what's a lead? Well, a lead for us, it's someone that owns a property and you got a phone number and an email. That's a real lead, okay? You have a way to contact them. They have to own a house and you have to have a way to contact them. So there's your lead, right? So there's always been two ways to find leads. The first, I like to call hunting for leads. You know, like knocking on doors, maybe networking, cold calling. That's a big deal right now. It's amazing to see how this has come back so recently in such a strong and robust way. I mean, when I got started, this is what we did. But that do not call list came along in the middle of that. And it was such a thing at the time to be scared of. Everyone's like, ooh, the do not call list, the do not call list. I mean, and essentially just everyone stopped cold calling. But now, I guess that fear has totally dissipated. Everyone's forgot about the do not call list. And, with the advancement of the robo-dialers, they say in mid-2019, more than 40% of all phone calls made are going to be made by a robo-dialer, a random cold calling robo-dialer. And That's not going to last too much longer, by the way. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but the FCC is all over that right now. I think it's the beginning of the end for this type of marketing. It's the beginning of the end of the robo-dialer. It's beginning of the end of, I don't know, I think cold calling as well. Just because, I mean, there was such a resistance against cold calling, what was it, 11, 12 years ago when they came out with the Do Not Call list. But now people have just, they've just forget it, and then they've thrown cold calling back into the mix with such intensity that I think that the resistance is going to be matched with that same intensity. So if you're using a robo-dialer right now, I don't know, double down on it while you still can. Also, while the other thing to consider is double down on it while the public is still somewhat receptive to it. I mean, I know personally I'm at the point, if you call me and your name isn't in my phone, it's not getting answered. Because I know most likely it's one of these robo-dialing, cold-calling recording machines. So, yeah, I think the window is very narrow on this. So if you're using it and you're still getting good results, keep doing it. Do it as much as you possibly can, because you're not going to be able to do that too much longer, my opinion. But I'm just reading the news. So as long as it's not fake news, I'm going to tend to agree with that, just because I know the frustration and the annoyance that it is. And when you get in a group of people big enough that share that same annoyance, things are going to be done about it, and it's being done. Alrighty, so that's the first way to generate leads, hunting for them. The second way leads have always been generated, I like to call fishing for leads, where you have your fishing pole, you put some bait on it, you throw it in the water. So you dangle some sort of bait in front of your prospect, enticing them to call you. And you do that through marketing. You do that through advertising, you know, like online classifieds or the newspaper, direct mail, bandit signs. And so nothing new there either. So hunting's been done forever. The fishing has been done forever. But what is new is the bait for the fishing. It's this bait that is the future of lead generation. And based on everything I just shared with you, it really can't go any other way. Times are just seriously changing. And just not the times, but people are changing as well. So as marketers, we have to change with it. If we don't change ourselves, we are going to get left behind. And if you don't believe me, this advice is coming from someone that was in the music business and ignored that digital download. If you don't believe me, go ask a taxi driver that's transferred to becoming a Uber driver, or the whole hotel industry on how they are fighting against the Airbnb. Like, times are changing, all right? So the marketing is changing as well. The message that we have to send out has to change with that. And I'm going to give you some practical examples of this new bait, okay? And it's exactly what we're using right now to dominate our markets for our clients, to help them find motivated sellers that nobody else is finding. All right, so I'm going to walk you through three examples. All right, first one, let's look at direct mail, okay? Direct mail is, you know, contrary to popular belief and what people are saying, yeah, direct mail response did take a little bit of a dip. And because it did, and because that's been in the ether, that direct mail doesn't work anymore, it doesn't work like it used to, a lot of people have stopped direct mail. And every time someone says, this doesn't work anymore, that's kind of a clue as to that's why you should do more of it now, when everyone else is going to stop doing it. So let's look at direct mail, though. And I think it has to be done a little differently, even at that, if you're going to still do it. But instead of sending just the same old postcard or the same yellow letter that everyone is sending, consider a longer form letter, but written from a more personal perspective, from a more helpful perspective. You know, imagine when you're writing all of your content, all of your advertisements, everything. Think of it very personally. Think of it as if you were sitting across the table from a really good friend and you're letting them in on, I don't know, a secret, or you're letting them in on some important information that could really help them. But that's just that one-to-one, face-to-face type communication. You know, you're sitting at a table with a good friend at say, a Starbucks, and you're discussing the sale of their home and how they can make it happen easily and quickly, and you're just kind of having this one-to-one conversation over a cup of coffee. Put yourself in that mindset, because most marketers, they'll operate as if they were standing on top of that table and screaming at everybody in the store trying to capture everybody. So if that's been your approach, stop doing that. Okay. Stop doing that and do this instead. So we start our new letter off with a basic headline like this, and it's very straightforward. If you need to sell your house fast, read this. So that's the top of our letter. And it goes on here. I'll just read it for you. It says, hi, friends. Sometimes you've just got to sell your house fast, but then you've got all of these things to be concerned with, like flashy real estate guys trying to lowball you, trying to steal your property from you, trying to convince you that your house isn't worth anything, what have you. Well, you don't have to deal with any of that. No one should have to. If you're looking to sell your house fast and you don't want to deal with someone that's going to put all kinds of high pressure on you and try to trick you, then give me a call. I can't guarantee I'll buy your house, but I can guarantee I'll offer you a fair price on it. I can also guarantee that our experience together will be beneficial to you regardless, because you'll get a good idea of what to expect going through the process. There'll be no surprises. I buy houses pretty regularly, but I can't buy them all. In the event I can't buy yours, worst case scenario, I'll give you some free advice on how to navigate the situation, what to expect, what to watch out for. At the very least, let's hop on the phone to discuss. All right, so that's the gist. That's what our letter says. It doesn't really need to say anything more than that. But can you tell the difference in that messaging? It's just something very straightforward. It's transparent. It's helpful. And it's talking to them in the same way that you yourself would want to be talked to. See, you and I, we both know that the only way, I mean, if you talk to more than one motivated seller, if you've closed more than one deal, you know that the only way someone is going to work with you is that if they sincerely believe that you are the answer to their problem, right? We're problem solvers. They got a problem. And the only way they're going to work with you is because they sincerely believe that you're the one for the job. If they believe you can actually help them, they're going to do business with you. So over the last 24 months or so, we have shifted our messaging to demonstrate that we can help distressed property owners by actually helping them. We have shifted all that messaging and we're showing them, hey, we can help you. And we're going to show you that we can help you because we're actually going to help you right now. Ready? So here's another example. And by the way, if this is clicking for you, you want to know that I'll be running an extended series on these lead generation strategies that we're using here. I'll be releasing them every week on our YouTube channel. So you can go to epicrei.tv. So it's like epicrealestateinvesting.tv, but the real estate investing is abbreviated. So it's epic, REI, and it's .tv. It's not .com, it's not .net, it's not .org, it's .tv. Alrighty? So if you'd like to be first in line when I release these, go to epicrei.tv, click subscribe, and then click that little notification bell so that you get the memo as soon as they are available. Here's another one. And it's based around a philosophy that Mercedes and I, we've been using this philosophy for more than a decade. Someone very near and dear to our heart, someone very valuable to us, someone very impactful and influential on our business, shared this with us. And boy, it is just, I don't know, I think it's probably more relevant and effective today than it was back then when we started using it. And it's this philosophy. It's the philosophy that says those that educate the market dominate the market. Those that educate the market dominate the market. And one of the things that we used to do was we had a couple little meetup groups on meetup.com, and we'd hold little events, and we'd hold foreclosure events. We'd hold short sale events. We'd hold how to sell your house fast without a real estate agent events. And we'd do these little types of events where people would come that had this problem or wanted our information, and we actually got to help them by actually helping them. We got to show them how we could help them by actually helping them. And we'd always get one or two people out of there that would become clients, you know, and the rest would just go about their business and they take the information and who knows what they did with it. But the whole point was being is that those that educate the market dominate the market. So we just held these little educational events. And one of our favorite things to do has always been to hand out free books. And we'd hand out these free books at these events. And I mean, I've got stacks and stacks of some of my favorites in my office. So what would we do is when we'd meet with a seller and say a deal there, or like a deal wasn't to be had at the moment, but you still felt like there might be something there, that there was a connection that you should follow up. What we'd do is we'd always give them a free book, and it'd be a free book around the idea of what we were talking about. And I actually just wrote a brand new book called No Agent Needed. I just had the physical copies delivered here to the office, so it's brand new, No Agent Needed. And I wrote this book with a group of friends for this very purpose, because that's how well it works. And I got so tired of handing out everybody else's books. And you can use it too for the very same thing. It's a very helpful book for property owners that want to sell their house without an agent. And in the book, it includes everything that they need to know to make it happen. We don't hold anything back. There's no secrets. It's not like, hey, you got to go to this website to get the rest of the information or anything like that. It gives them everything that they need to know to make that happen. But it also shows the reader, if you don't want to go through all that work, here's how you find an investor to buy your house quickly for cash. Should they decide selling their property on their own, it's just going to be too much trouble. Right? So either way, the book is really helpful to the seller, which means you, who gave them the book, is a helpful person, a helpful professional. And they remember that. And because they remember you and like you for giving them the book and trust you because you really tried to help them, when they opt out of the idea of selling their property on their own, which most of them eventually will do, and they decide to opt in to looking for an investor to give them a quick and easy cash offer, who are they going to call? They're going to call the person that they like and trust. And that's you. The free book has always worked wonders for us. And I'm telling you, it's more effective right now than it has been ever. So there's two. So we've changed our direct mail a little bit. Another thing about the direct mail is really look at your mailing piece. You know, we all like postcards, right? We all like postcards because they're cheaper and we can hit a bunch more people with those postcards. But start thinking differently about your direct mail in the way of how you're going to stand out in someone's mailbox. You know, if everyone's just going to send the same size postcard that's amongst the three or four same colors and of the same three or four designs, that's not standing out, right? So think about your direct mail, not only in changing your message, making it personal, and showing that you can help them by actually helping them. Think about what you can do to make it stand out. Okay, we're kind of shifting back towards letters a little bit. And just because we can make letters and envelopes look a little bit differently than all the postcards and all the other mail that the people receive. All right, so there's two. So the one is the direct mail shift. Second is the those that educate the market, dominate the market. So the free book thing is a great way. The free events is another great way. Here's another one that's working really well for us. It's on Facebook, and we record and publish a helpful video. I think I touched on this a little bit a few months ago, but we're doubling down on it because it has been working really well. And so these helpful videos, we've got a bunch of them. But one that is working really well right now, just as an example, is how to evict a problem tenant in 5 easy steps. Okay, how to evict a problem tenant in 5 easy steps. Nothing fancy. And we just simply walk the viewer through 5 easy steps to evicting problem tenants. And there's no real branding on it. There's no call to action. It's strictly educational. It almost comes across as a public service announcement. And there's no phone number to call. There's no link to click. It's just a helpful video. And so we post the video. And then we'll go ahead and we'll just boost it for $5-$10 a day in the zip code that we're working in. And then we just kind of sit back and just watch the ad to see who interacts with it, right? I mean, who's going to interact with how to evict a problem tenant in 5 easy steps? It's probably going to be an absentee owner, a landlord, who's got some problem tenants, who's got a little bit of pain, and would like to do it in 5 easy steps, right? So that's where most of us are identifying and trying to mail to anyway, are absentee owners, right? So this is how we're finding them on Facebook, is they watch the video, okay? And we just kind of check on it a few times a day. And when someone likes it or when someone comments on it, and people, believe it or not, they'll even tag their friends on it in the comment section, because they might not be the frustrated landlord with the bad tenant, but they know someone who is, so they share that information with us. I mean, who would most likely be liking, commenting, or being tagged in this video, right? So first, it's going to be the people that appreciate the advice, people that would want to easily evict problem tenants, landlords, right? Absentee owners. And that's a sign of distress, and that's who you're looking for. property owners with problems. We've talked about that ad nauseum here. You're a problem solver. You're trying to find a property owner with a problem so you can solve it and you get equity in exchange for giving them peace of mind. And like I said, you're probably already mailing to absentee owners and you're screaming at them with your postcards. So here's an alternative angle, or I don't know, a worst case. This can be an additional angle. You don't have to stop what you're doing, but it's just another way to find them. So with this approach, you're finding a bunch of frustrated absentee owners in your market, absentees that no one else is finding, and particularly you're not finding them on this platform. So now what? What do you do now? Now that they've watched the video, they've liked it, they've commented it, they've tagged their friend or someone that they know that could be dealing with this issue, what do you do now? How do you contact them? Well, you're on Facebook, right? You just click on their name and send them a message. And send them a message. Don't get all creepy with it. Don't be weird. Don't be stalker-like. And I share this with you because you're going to get a little bit excited when you see it start to work. And I just don't want you to go in for the kill too quickly. Remember, all they've done is identified themselves. Now, for them to believe that you are the solution to their problem, you have to demonstrate that you can help them. And we're going to do that by first demonstrating that you can help them by actually helping them. Got it? It gets to be a tongue twister when I keep saying that. But that's what you're going to do now. So don't go in and being all weird. Your job's not done. All they did was raise their hand. Now you have to show them that you can help them, and you're going to do that by actually helping them. And so what we're doing is we're sending this message. Hey, I saw that you liked my video. I don't know if this would be relevant to you, but I just jotted down 5 ways to increase my income property's ROI. Would you like a copy of what I put together? Okay, something very cool. And this is the type of information only an absentee owner would be open to. Only an absentee owner would appreciate. And like the direct mail example and the free book example, you are being helpful. So they will naturally remember you. They're going to naturally like you, and they're naturally going to trust you because you've helped them and you haven't asked them for anything in return. And those are the building blocks of building rapport, right? Now they remember you, they know you, and then they're going to like you and they're going to trust you. And that's your biggest objective when you talk to a seller anyway. You're just now doing it very authentically. You're doing it online instead of over the phone, right? You're showing people that you can help them by actually helping them. Imagine that. You're being helpful, right? So in a day or two, what we do is we kind of just swing back around with another message. Hey, I'm looking to buy a rental in, insert your zip code, so 90210, whatever it may be. I'm looking to buy a rental in your zip code or in 90210. Do you know anyone who might be selling? And what you're doing right now is just planting the seed for them to sell. And they're thinking, hey, my property with the problem tenants is in that zip code. And they're going to respond however they respond. And we get all kinds of responses. Mostly, it's either no, I don't know anyone, or it's no response at all. But if you're consistent with this activity, people do respond with stuff like, I might sell. What do you have in mind? Or, I'm open to sell in mind. Go ahead. What's your offer? Make me an offer. Or, I was just getting ready to call the number on this guy's postcard to sell my house. But since I've got you here, maybe I'll sell it to you. We get all kinds of responses, all right? And an REI Ace client of mine, I think, yeah, Tony was here a couple months ago for Epic Field Reports. He's doing really well. He's in Dallas. And he's not deploying this particular strategy, but he and his wife are having a ton of success with this type of messaging, being personable, being helpful. And, I just got to say, this approach is a lot more of an enjoyable way to do business. It's fun. And by doing it on Facebook, I mean, you hardly have to leave your house with this strategy. Try committing to this one for just 30 days. Just try for 30 days. I mean, like any lead generation strategy, you've got to be consistent and persistent with it. But, commit to this one for just 30 days and just, I don't know, share with me. Let me know how it goes, whether it's in our private Facebook group or send me an email, whatever it may be. Let me know how it goes after 30 days. And I'm telling you, if you commit to this for just 30 days, if you do that, this will be potentially the most valuable episode you've ever listened to on a podcast. All right? Mark my words on that one. But you got to be consistent and persistent, just like with any lead generation activity. So with all three of these new lead generation strategies, what do they all have in common is it's the bait. You're being personable and you're being helpful. You're showing people that you are the answer to their problems, that you can help. And you're showing them that by actually helping them. If you found this helpful, you can head over to epicleadmachine.com and you can just grab a free copy of the very framework that we're using to create these strategies. And you can take this framework and you can apply it to everything else that you're doing as well. It includes all of the essential building blocks that you need in a marketing strategy to find quality, motivated seller leads, just like the very best real estate investors in the country are currently doing. All right, and then once you have the building blocks, new strategies, they're going to start coming to you. You might be sharing some stuff with me. You might even have some new ideas based on these first three that I just shared with you. Alrighty, so in the meantime, go to epicleadmachine.com, pick up a copy to see what else you can put together, and then I will see you soon over on the YouTube channel with more lead generation strategies just for real estate investors, just for you. Alrighty, God bless to your success. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.